Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Of the Democrats who have entered the race for governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer is viewed by many as a front runner. And now the former Senate minority leader is being endorsed by the former governor of Michigan. And the Honorable James Blanchard is here with us now. Mr. Blanchard, it's a pleasure to welcome you.
Well, thank you, Cynthia.
There are several Democratic candidates for governor. Why are you endorsing Gretchen Whitmer over, let's say, Abdul Al-Sayed, who's positioning himself as a more progressive candidate?
Well, I can tell you that Gretchen has experience to make Michigan work again. She's produced results, for example, playing a key role in providing health care by helping lead the effort to expand Medicaid. She knows how things work, can work across the aisle. She's good on public education, on jobs. She's been a fighter. She led the way to raise the minimum wage. She's good on infrastructure. That's why the building trades have endorsed her. So she has the right stuff. She's strong. She's tough. She's just a great Michigan product, as we say. She will give us a new spirit, really, in Lansing, a new energy. And I think I'm just excited about her candidacy.
You were governor of Michigan from 1983 to 1991. What changes that came after your tenure do you think have had the biggest impact or change on our state?
We are a different state, and the financial crisis of 2008 really hurt us far more than anywhere else. We're lucky that Barack Obama moved in to save Chrysler and General Motors and indirectly all the auto and manufacturing production, because otherwise we'd be nowhere. But we are a different state. We have not taken care of our assets. We have taken our state, our institutions, our assets for granted, whether it's the cost of college, which has skyrocketed, or our crumbling infrastructure. We just haven't been good to ourselves. I think we've lowered expectations. I think there has been a frame of mind that if we can lower wages and lower benefits, somehow our businesses will do better. And, of course, what you end up with is we have fallen from average incomes being above the national average when I served to now below the national average, which is a terrible trend. We need to reverse that. We need someone that's going to fight for good jobs and wages, and I think Gretchen Whitmer will do that.
What about political atmosphere from when you were governor and where we are today? And I guess I mean by that a sense of bipartisan cooperation.
Well, we don't have much of it anymore. That's a real tragedy. I'm used to trying to work across the aisle. When I was in the U.S. Congress, I rarely introduced a bill that didn't have a Republican co-sponsor. As a practical matter, to get it through, and also I wanted my stuff to have credibility with the constituents I represented. You know, at one point, my margin of reelection was 70%. My economic recovery program in Michigan was supported by my two Republican predecessors, Governor Milliken and Governor Romney. You know, in the recent years, the whole cable TV combative atmosphere has resulted in each side demonizing the other and people willing to believe the worst of the other side. And now you have, of course, fake news. So it's a different media environment, and it's going to be very tough to break through that. I see Gretchen Whitmer being very able to work across the aisle. She has done that. I might add, her mother worked for Democrat Frank Kelly, and her father worked for Republican William Milliken. So she was raised in a household that understands that we need to work together.
Mr. Blanchard, I'd love your thoughts on a couple of issues that kind of run through so many conversations about issues in politics in Michigan: gerrymandering and term limits.
Well, term limits have been a disaster because people who get elected don't have to live with the consequences of what they do. It's been very damaging, and even the proponents of it, including my successor, Governor Engler, agree it's been a big mistake. Plus, people in the legislature, when they get there, they're already thinking about what are they going to run for when they're term limited. So they end up running against each other for a higher office or running against their local officials for a local office. So it breeds a lack of cooperation, not living with the consequences. It breeds friction. So that's been a big mistake. I don't know how we're going to change it. Probably the best way is to extend those terms, because we need people who are knowledgeable in the legislature. By the way, Gretchen served the legislature 14 years, and she's knowledgeable. We need that. A lack of experience really hurts us. The other question you had, not term limits, was what was
gerrymandering.
Yeah, well, that's a real mess. Here you have in Michigan, for example, now I speak as a Democrat, Democratic candidates for Congress get more votes statewide than Republican candidates for Congress. And yet the state is gerrymandered, so Republicans have 9 congressional seats and the Democrats only 5. So that's wrong. It should be pretty close and even. and it isn't. So, yeah, we need some form of nonpartisan, logical way of doing reapportionment. And I know there's a move afoot to do that. We really need to do that. By the way, I think if Gretchen is governor, she can help lead that effort. We need that. And we need Republicans and Democrats to agree on that. And it's hard to do that when somebody has the upper hand.
Former Michigan Governor James Blanchard giving his endorsement to Gretchen Whitmer in the governor's race. We want to thank you so much for speaking with us, Mr. Blanchard.
Cynthia, thank you.